Getting water off of a swamp, you'd say that you were doing what?
Getting it off of some swamp.
Uh-huh.
I'd be pumping it off, I'd say.
Draining.
Okay.
And pumping it either one.
Yeah. What would you call the little things that you dug?
Getting it off of little things to do with?
That you dug, the little...
Trench.
Trench?
Mm-hmm. Draining.
Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley in a field that had been cut by a stream? It's real wide and real deep.
That's a levee.
A levee?
I believe they call them levees.
Gully.
That'd be gully. Wash. But you cut it. I believe they have levees.
If they were by a stream, it'd be a gully.
Oh, so of course, rain, flood, you know, wash it out of gully, place, that may be what you want.
What about ravine or hollow or something?
Ravine.
Or hollow? Or?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Okay, say you have a river. Now, something smaller than a river would be a
creek.
Okay, what else?
Spring branches.
How are they different from a creek?
Well, they're small. You see, creek is where there's a lot of spring branches that are emptied into it and runs, you know.
Uh-huh.
Spring branches, like take mine, I got spring branches all over the place here. And got two big ones right down here. One of them I told you the other day, had water fixed in, brought in the house from them. The other one's on the other side. And they just run off. But they run on right down here, and there's a lot more comes and meets them. Then there's all kinds of springs around through the neighborhood. Then I call that the creek. Then it gets into be a creek, you know. Quite a few of them get together.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on down. A lot of these creeks run in from every low direction going south of Duck River line. We got a line back over here about 2.5-3 miles. We call Duck River Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
All the water falls on this side. Goes in the Harpeth River, and then it goes on in Cumberland. All right, all four back over that goes into Duck River. Goes now that point. It's a riding line through the back where about 2.5-3 miles. Duck River Ridge we call it. And all four from that side goes Duck River, and this other side goes to the Harpeth River. That's right, funny. Water runs here. Our water runs a due north, goes from Harpeth River. Over there, they're going to due south. My little, that used to bother me. I couldn't understand in my life.
Yeah.
Why would it split separate down in one, why go that way? And right, just all the fish in there.
Yeah.
And the drain water come rain, it's all run down this way. And that's all the fish, and rain's all run down the other way.
Yeah.
And I guess I've seen in Kentucky, a river run off in the ground. I forget the name of it, what they called it, but I've been to it when I was young. I could just pull it by, he told me the name a lot of times, but I can't keep in mind, remember. But it's plumb muddy looking. And it's a great stream of water, and just runs off, goes off in great holes, like a big tub, a big hole, and it just goes off in there and just. You know, there's a racket it makes going in there. And I think they say it comes out way off somewhere else, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know how far. I wouldn't want to live around there. Before I had to get off in there. I never did see nothing like that happen before.
Yeah.
And they got a name for it, but I couldn't tell you what it is. They called it some kind of river.
Yeah.
Hidden river, I believe, or something else they called it. To hide to say,
what are some of the names of some of the streams around here?